next item is Baywood Dunes GRRPC Phase 2 preliminary site plan on Route 5.
For the commission, I'm going to pass down copies of the site plan for this application. This is a preliminary site plan for 151 single-family lots known as Phase 2 of the Baywood Greens GRRPC. The area for Phase 2 contains 60.37 acres and is located on the west side of Route 24 and northeast of Route 5. Proposed setbacks for this phase are 10 feet from all lot lines. Final record plan needs to show the proposed landscape plan. Central sewer will be provided by Inland Bay Preservation Company, and central water will be provided by Long Neck Water Company. Preliminary approval could be granted, and final approval could be subject to review and approval of the commission, since the project is a residential plan community.
Okay. Gentlemen, I don't think it has any bearing on whether you approve the plan or not, but I think if you do approve it, you want to approve it subject to the drawings being resubmitted saying Phase 2, not Phase 11. Because you might not think it's a big deal, but 10 years from now, when you know we're all gone and somebody else is trying to look at this, that very clearly says 11, not...
Well, maybe I read that wrong. Let me look.
No, I think it's Phase 2 in the agenda.
No, I think it's...
Phase 11?
Look.
Well, make sure which one it is, either 2 or 11, but
this,
we need...
This one says 11. The minutes or the notes from Shane say Phase 11.
Okay.
Right. It's on the agenda, you got a Roman numeral, what appears to be Roman numeral 2.
Okay.
But it's actually 11.
Okay, so it is Phase 11.
Right.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're straight. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Baywood Duneside GRRPC Phase 11 preliminary site plan, my motion is for approval. And that final approval shall be subject to review and approval of the commission, whereas this is an RPC.
Second.
We moved and seconded to recommend approval of Baywood Duneside GRRPC Phase 11 preliminary site plan on Route 5. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Swan Cove MRRPC Phases 4 and 5 preliminary site plan on Route 54.
Again, gentlemen, for your benefit, I pass down copies of Phases 4 and 5 of preliminary site plan for Swan Cove MRRPC. Preliminary site plan for Phases 4 and 5 for the residential plan community. Phase 4 consists of 54 single-family lots located on 13.27 acres. Phase 5 consists of 32 single-family lots located on 7.45 acres. The standard MR setbacks are proposed. Sussex County will provide central sewer. Artesian Water will provide central water. The record plans comply with the conditions of approval. Preliminary approval could be granted. Final approval shall be subject to the review and approval of the commission since the project is a residential plan community.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this application by Swan Cove MRRPC, my motion is for approval on a preliminary site plan for these phases 4 and 5. Final approval shall, as noted by Mr. Lank, be subject to the review and approval of the commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Swan Cove MRRPC, or recommend approval of Swan Cove MRRPC phases 4 and 5, the preliminary site plan on Route 54. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2005-85, Ernest H. Hosse LLC, the third sidewalk layout. I've been up too long.
It's not 111.
I know, it's not 111, is it? Okay.
This application is for a proposed sidewalk layout for the subdivision. The subdivision received preliminary approval for 21 lots on February 20th, 2008, with a condition requiring sidewalks on both sides of all streets within the subdivision. This design sidewalks are provided on both sides of all streets, except for the parts of land that is owned by John and Colleen Briggs, the frontage along the open space, and a portion along the frontage of the applicant's home. The developer is requesting that consideration be given to this design.
What about the road frontage, the sidewalk to nowhere?
The what?
And they're using one of those sidewalks that are required out there.
That would be up to the state on the right of way, I guess.
Yeah.
They want it, though. I'm sure they'll catch them. I'm sure they will. Mr. Johnson is asking about the sidewalk running parallel to the state road.
That would have been a multimodal path if required by Delta.
I was going to say that would be a Delta requirement because it would involve their right of way.
That would be under multimodal path.
Yeah.
If it was required, I don't remember.
I think the sidewalk layout looks okay, Mr. Gordy. I'm sorry, who is this? Oh, it's
George.
It doesn't.
Well, it creates two crossovers that would be marked to the street to show their crossovers. That way they tie it in.
I think they're all right.
And one of them butts right up against the open space.
Mm-hmm. They did the best they could.
Yeah, I think they did too.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve subdivision 2005-85, Ernest H. House, the third.
Hosse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Approval for the sidewalk layout.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the sidewalk layout for subdivision 2005-85, Ernest H. Hosse III. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is KGH Property Development LLC. Three lots, Road 257, that would be Round Pole Bridge Road.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on KGH Property Development LLC for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on KGH Property Development LLC, three lots on Road 257. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Do you have a copy to review?
Please.
I'll pass them down. That way you have.
Thank you.
This was an area of the property that across from the subdivision that fronted on that area along just off Roadkill River.
Do you want to act on it now or do you want take that, take, everybody can take their drawing under advisement.
Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Next item is William Gordy, partial and 50-foot right-of-way on U.S. Route 13. No relation. I understand. Let the record show, no relation to Mr. Ben Gordy. Mr. Ben Gordy's branch is the one with money, I think, right?
Yeah. Never. We're going to make Mr. Smith earn his heat, now he's going to be doing Mr. Smith.